ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ అరౌండ్ 1100 డివోటీస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈరోడ్ డిస్ట్రిక్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ హియర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అవర్ హంబుల్ సల్యూటేషన్స్ అండ్ ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ ద డివైన్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బిలవడ్ మదర్ సాయి. రెస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్, బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ అండ్ చిల్డ్రన్, సాయిరామ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. సాయిరామ్. We could feel how much blessed we are to come here for the fourth time. Dear Swami, Puttaparthi is our home. You are our Mata, Pita, Guru and Daivam. With your grace and Sankalpa, Erode district have 27 samidhis and 36 bhajana mandalis. Dear Swami, your special gift to us is Balvikas, with 300 centers, which includes 15 private and government schools and 300 dedicated selfless gurus with 6,000 Balvikas children in Erode district. Dear Swami, not only this, the alumni of the Balvikas is the strength for the organization. They are involving in all the activities of the organization. Every year, annual sadhana camps of alumni are held. So far, in Erode, 13 camps have been conducted. Beloved Swami, you have also given us strength to conduct daily Nagara Sangeetanam in 4 centers throughout the year in Erode district. Similarly, there is no day without a bhajan in Erode district, minimum at 5 places and some days at 15 places. Balvikas classes are conducted with the school curriculum tuition at 4 centers daily. Sri Satya Sai Vidya Jyoti scheme is undertaken in 3 government schools. The response is very good and encouraging. Dear Swami, another jewel you gifted to Erode district is 20 years old Sri Satya Sai Matriculation Higher Secondary School. This is one of the Satya Sai schools under the guidance of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. With Swami's grace, this school is able to achieve 100% pass results in the government board exams. Beloved Swami, with your Sankalpa, daily Narayana Seva for 400 most deserving poor and sick people are being fed daily at Erode district. Our district has one rural vocational training center and giving trainings on electrical, painting and tailoring. In electrical, they erect poles, lines and transformers in electricity board on contract basis. 32 beneficiaries under this scheme are now able to have their earnings for livelihood. Another gift of Swami to this district is the disaster management team of 15 members. They are giving DM training in various schools and colleges. Besides, they are also organizing human values programs to the students of the college. 3 arts and science colleges and 1 polytechnic have adopted our activities and sending students to participate in seva activities, which includes Prasanthi Seva. This time also, about 150 students from Kongu Vellalara Polytechnic College are attending here Parthiyatra. Tomorrow, they are going to perform Salangai dance in outside. On every Sunday, 21 settlements of hilly area are visited by a team of sevadals and provide Amrita Kalasam, Vastradhanam, Sai Protein after conducting Bhajan and Balvikas classes. In this Parthiyatra, more than 60% have come for the first time to the Prashanti Nilayam. Dear Swami, we are not contented with these gifts and grace. We seek much more seva activities to serve to humanity. The present youth strength of 350 may be increased to 1000 before Swami's 95th birthday. Similarly, we pray to you, Swami, to bless with more Balvika centers and every year Pavitra Parthiyatra. We pray, Swami, to bless and shower your divine grace on each and every one of the devotees who are present here to serve Swami alone. Swami, we all surrender to you, totally surrender to you. Swami, we are for you. Swami, we are for you. Swami, we are for you. Now, if I told you, you will repeat it. You will say it. Swami, நாங்கள் உங்களுக்காகவே இருக்கின்றோம். எல்லாரும் சேர்ந்து சொல்லுவோம் மூணு தடவை. சுவாமி, நாங்கள் உங்களுக்காகவே இருக்கின்றோம். எல்லாரும் சேர்ந்து சொல்லுவோம். சுவாமி, நாங்கள் உங்களுக்காகவே இருக்கின்றோம். சுவாமி, நாங்கள் உங்களுக்காகவே இருக்கின்றோம். சுவாமி, நாங்கள் உங்களுக்காகவே இருக்கின்றோம். சுவாமி, நாங்கள் உங்களுக்காகவே இருக்கின்றோம். ஜெய் போலோ பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்தி சாய் பாபாஜிக்கு. ஜெய் போலோ பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்தி சாய் பாபாஜிக்கு. ஜெய் போலோ பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்தி சாய் பாபாஜிக்கு. ஜெய் சாய்ராம்.
ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சாய்ராம். வித் த டிவைன் பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் அவர் பிலவட் மதர் சாய், வி ஆல் ஹாவ் அசம்பிள் ஹியர் for our Erode district's 4th Pavitra Parthiyatra. We are blessed with yet another opportunity of performing a drama in the Divine Presence. The title of the drama is Pay Rent, that is, pay rent to parents, meaning the need for showing gratitude to parents by their children. Let us all think of our parents first and pray to Sai Ganesha and Sai Kartikeya to bless us all to give our best in Swami Sannidhi at Puttaparthi in Sai Kulvan Hall. Before that, let us all listen to our Swami's divine voice on Pay Rent.
Mana Bharatiya Sanskritini Puraskarinchukoni Matru Devo Bhava Pitru Devo Bhava. Mata Pitrulu Pratyaksha Daivamulaga Manam Vishwasinchi ఈ యొక్క దేహమును అందించి మనకు ఆహార విహారములకు అనుకూలము సరిపి మన జీవితం యొక్క ఆదర్శాన్ని వారు అనేక రకములుగా మనకు తోడ్పడినందుకు వారికి ప్రథమ కర్తవ్యాన్ని మన యొక్క కృతజ్ఞతను మనం తెలుపుకునేటువంటి ప్రయత్నంలో మొట్టమొదట మన యొక్క కార్యాన్ని ప్రారంభించాలి.
అకార్డింగ్ టు అవర్ ఇండియన్ కల్చర్ వి రిఫర్ టు మదర్ యాజ్ అవర్ గాడ్, వి రిఫర్ టు ఫాదర్ యాజ్ అవర్ గాడ్. Mother and father, the parents, are the manifestations of divinity to us in a visible form. Our parents have given us this body. Our parents have given us the food by which the body could grow. Our parents have handed us the ideals with which we have to live. For the food they have given us, for the ideals they have given us, for the birth for which they have given us, we have to be grateful to them and show our gratitude.
Mana dehamu, mana raktamu, mana jeevitamu, mana yavat yokka మన యొక్క దేహ తత్వములంతా కూడాను తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క అనుగ్రహంతో అందించినటువంటి స్వరూపమే.
అవర్ బాడీ, అవర్ బ్లడ్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ హ్యూమన్ బాడీ, ఆల్ ది ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది కెపాసిటీస్ ఆర్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ హావ్ బీన్ గివెన్ టు us as a gift by our parents.
We are here to present a drama, Pay Rent.
showing gratitude to parents, as explained by our Swami in his discourse, many of our forefathers followed this in their life and lived as an example in this country, Bharat. Here are some quotable incidents regarding this aspect. Once, Sri Adi Shankaracharya's aging mother fell unconscious while returning after a bath at the river. Sri Adi Shankaracharya invoked the river and prayed that she changes her course and flow near their home to facilitate his mother for her routine rituals. Thus, Shankaracharya showed gratitude towards her. Another example to quote pay rent is Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. He regarded his parents with deep reverence and devotion. Before he undertakes any activity, he would wash their revered feet and drink that sacred water. Without performing this, he would not do or move away to perform any act. It is customary in our Bharat culture even today that whenever the son gets a job, he would offer his first salary to mother or God as an expression of gratitude. In case of Bharat Ratna, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, after becoming the President of India, he with all his gratitude offered not one but his first 2 months' salaries to our Swami, one for being his God and the other for being his mother. For him, both mother and God are our Swami himself. That is why he sent both the salaries in one go, a quotable pay rent. Now, such of those episodes which portray the pay-rent concepts are enacted in today's drama. All these episodes have been narrated by our beloved Swami in several of his discourses. The first scene unfolds the setup for the theme, with hero devotees having assembled the previous day and are praying at Prashanti Nilayam in front of the Ganesh temple.
Kartikeya, what made you come here?
Brother, I was surprised to see a huge gathering in front of you. That's why I came here to see what's going on. Let me also join you to listen to their prayers.
Of course, Kartikeya, you can.
Kartikeya, look at these devotees praying to our Lokamata and Jagat Pita, Jodi Adipalli Somappa. That means Sai Shiva Shakti Swarupa.
Yes, brother. They are going to present a drama on the theme showing gratitude to parents.
You are right, Kartikeya. Firstly, they have shown their gratitude by invoking prayers to their parents before praying to us. Well done. They seem to have well understood the meaning of our divine parent, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai's dictum, pay rent.
Yes, Ganesha, I'm very happy to see such good people gathered here. I appreciate the efforts they have taken to enact a drama on what our primordial parents said on showing gratitude to parents. Let us move on to Sai Kulwant Hall tomorrow to see their drama presentation on pay rent.
Next day, inside Sai Kulwant Hall, Om Sri Sai Ram, O Lokamata and Jagat Pita, out of infinite mercy
You came down in human form, moved amongst us, calling everyone as Bangaru. Although your abode is Patti, entire world is yours. You are the Jagapati, all under your divine umbrella. You changed all the hard rocks into water, parched throats to get soaked into sweet nectar and water, and so on. Every act of thine is a divine injunction for the humanity to follow. O Ratnakara Vamsa Sai, all words and all worlds will fail. We wonder how to praise you.
Says this popular Vedic injunction, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, that is, Mother is God and Father is God. One must follow these injunctions in their life. Let's watch an episode from the life of Shravan. Shravan lived happily with his parents in a small hut. His parents were old, blind and weak. He looked after them very well. One calm and quiet night, Shravan woke up from his sleep. He heard his mother's whisper and came to know that she wanted to go on a pilgrimage. But she did not know how she would due to her inherent disability.
How can we go on a pilgrimage? Both of us are blind and weak.
Don't worry, Swami. If we are not able to go on a pilgrimage, it must be according to God's will. God has given us a devoted and caring son. How devotedly he serves us.
My dear parents, it is indeed a great boon that I am granted with an opportunity of serving you. Who else could get a blessing like this? Amma, Appa, don't worry. As per your wish, let us start our pilgrimage tomorrow itself.
Shravan, really we are the blessed ones. Thank you, Lord. Come, let's get ready.
I guess we have moved deep into the jungle after we started from Ganga. We can stay here for the night and proceed further tomorrow.
Fine, Father. Amma. Here, I have found a suitable place for us to rest tonight. You both look so exhausted.
Not at all, my son. Finally, I could immerse myself in the holy waters of Mother Ganga. To be a mother for a son like you makes me feel immensely blessed.
Yes. Rather, I should say, we are blessed to have a son like him, my dear.
Father, I am just being a dutiful son. Serving you both and living with that happiness makes my life a complete one. It has been a long journey. Let me go and get some food and water for you.
Come back soon, my son. It looks like we have come too deep into the forest.
Okay, Ma. I'll be back soon.
Meanwhile, King Dasharatha and his soldiers enter the forest for hunting.
Soldiers, it seems like the animals have sensed our arrival here. My arrows are feeling hungry, for we couldn't spot even a single deer.
Maharaj, let us split and go in different directions. That might help.
Okay, let him go and search in the right side, Maharaj. I will go towards the left.
Good. I'll proceed in this direction. It's been a long day. If only I can spot at least one. Ah, I can hear the sound. It may be an elephant or a deer drinking water in the stream.
Ah!
Oh, was it a boy on the other side? What have I done today? Young man, I am very sorry. I just...
Ah, what has to happen has happened. O King, please do me a favor. My parents, who are very old and blind, are seated at a distance from here. They are feeling very thirsty. Please, please give this pot of water to them and quench their thirst. Ah, please, please.
One must serve their parents as one needs their blessings all the time.
Service to one's parents is the only essence of dharma, and it leads one to moksha.
You are absolutely right, brother. Let us watch another episode from the life of Shivaji on how he fulfills his mother Jijabai's wish.
I am proud of my son Shiva. He is a gift of Goddess Bhavani. She is the one who inspires him, protects him, keeps vigil over him, and guides him through all dangerous times. With the blessings of Mother Bhavani, he has carved the Maratha Empire. But the Mughals have signed an agreement, snatched Singhgad Fort from the Marathas. I want it back. I will ask him to capture it so that I can go back to Singhgad.
Ma, I came rushing as soon as I got your message. What's your command, Ma? I will do anything for you. Anything, anything for you, Ma.
Shiva, I want Singhgad to be recovered. 5 years. 5 years have slipped by since you handed the fort to the Mughals. The Mughals must be driven out. I want to return to Singhgad, to the bosom of the Shayadri Ranges, to the fort proud of its heritage, happy to hold it on as the center of Maratha's power. When do you propose to take action, Shiva? When can I live in the fort again?
Ma, I would do anything you want. I would rather die than fail you. Is it not the duty of a son to show gratitude by fulfilling his mother's wish?
Victory will be yours, Shiva. There is no doubt in my mind. Perhaps this desire which has germinated in me is due to some hidden plan of Goddess Bhavani. Now, the time has come to regain the fort.
I seek your blessings, Mother.
Tanaji, be seated please. I am sorry to send for you. I know you will be in the midst of arrangements for the marriage of your son. I apologize.
My lord, I belong to you, body and soul. You have raised the Marathas from slavery, given them individuality, and showed them the path to freedom. We all yours to command.
I have decided that we should capture Singhgad. I want you to lead the assault army. You know, it is a very risky operation.
I am happy, Lord. You have selected me for this task. I will capture Sinhagad for Marathas, even if I die in that attempt. May Goddess Bhavani bestow me strength and bliss victory. Jai Bhavani! Jai Bhavani!
Long live Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, long live the great Marathas, your majesty, as you commanded, we have captured the Sinhagad fort.
Jai Bhavani, Jai Bhavani, Ma. We have won. Our flag is now flying over the Sinhagad fort. I have fulfilled your wish, Ma. Bless me with your heart's content.
May Goddess Bhavani bless you, my child. I am overjoyed to hear this. Shiva, I did not want this feat for my personal appeasement, but for upholding the prestige of Marathas, to regain the seat of Goddess Bhavani. Jai Bhavani!
Amba Shiva Shankari Maheshwari Bhavani. Shankari Avaganpari Tripureshwari Shri Kali Shankari Avaganpari Tripureshwari Shri Kali Mahishasura Mardini Jagannamohini Bhavani. Shankari Avaganpari Tripureshwari Shri Kali.
Shankari Giriraja Putri Shoda.
his parents by his good qualities acquires the fruit of all good virtues. One should make them feel happy because parents are divine.
Well said, brother. I'm seeing the drama script that was offered to us. I'm very curious to see the divine twins of Mother Sita. The next scene.
The Vedic injunction, Matru Devo Bhava, is the teaching of Ramayana. Kusha and Lava, the twin brothers, could fight against the great warriors with valor and might. They could fight heroically even with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Why and how? The reason is, Lava and Kusha enjoyed the blessings of their mother Sita. That is the power inherent in the blessings of parents. Swami says, everyone must serve parents. You need their blessings all the time. If you cannot please them, how do you expect to please God and know what to do and what not to do? Parents are divine, so you pay rent. Let us see how the following scene depicts this aspect from Lavakusha's episode.
After rendering Ramakatha in Valmiki's ashram, Lava and Kusha enter into their hut with joy, but they see tears in their mother's eyes. Since she remained silent on inquiring about the reason, they sing a song with a heavy heart, expressing their gratitude by assuring her that they are even prepared to bring a golden mountain if she wants, and curse themselves, and they go on to say they have no reason to live on this earth if they are not able to wipe off her tears.
Sita, do you need to ask me anything?
Swami, I have committed a great sin due to the maya of my mind. Soon I realized it to be illusionary, but I need to repay for it. Is there any solution, Swami?
Certainly, my child. You may pray to the Lokamata Lalita Devi for 9 nights with the 1,000-petal lotus to wash away your sin. At the same time, remember that you should complete the vratam without any obstacles stopping it. If you fail to do so, your life could be in danger.
Okay, Swami. But who will get the flowers for the vratam?
We will surely fetch you the flowers needed for the vratam, Ma. Let it be the 1,000-petal lotus or anything for that matter in the world. We will get anything you wish, even if it is a golden mountain. Just give an order, Mother.
Amma, when you have your children as strong as the great Himalayas, who are always ready to serve their mother, you need not worry for anything. Kusha, it is your duty to deliver the flowers for your mother's vratam.
Yes, Gurudev, I will certainly do with all earnestness and gratitude. Gurudev, don't I have the fortune to render service to my mother? Am I not eligible to get those flowers for my beloved mother as a mark of gratitude?
Child, don't I know how much you love and revere your mother? Anyhow, you have another important duty to render.
Yes, Gurudev, I am waiting for your orders.
I am leaving to sage Bharadwaja's ashram today. It is your duty to safeguard the ashram till I return. That's how you serve your mother when she is on vratam.
Surely, Gurudev. Amma, I have brought those 1,000-petal lotus flowers which you wanted for your vratam. You can perform the vratam without any worries. I will get you those flowers daily till your vratam gets over.
Oh, I'm so happy to have them. I'm proud of you, my child.
Look at their determination. Come what may, they fulfill pay rent, is it not? That's how every child should show their gratitude towards their parents.
Yet another illustration of pay rent.
Yes, brother, I'm very much eager to watch the next episode.
Show the world how Pundalika rendered the service to his father, Lord Vittala himself appeared in front of Pundalika's hut.
Father, please don't worry about anything. I, your son, will ensure that everything is arranged properly.
May Hari bless you, my son. I am very happy.
Pundalika, Pundalika, are you there?
Who is that? Can you please wait? I will come after serving my parents. Please stand on it.
Lord, was it you who had come?
I am very sorry to have made you wait outside my house. I was serving my parents with a singular attention and with all sincerity, unmindful of the surroundings. That's why I could not pay attention to you.
Lord, forgive me.
Never mind, Pundalika. I endorse your service. I am pleased with your sincere love and affection towards your parents. Tell me what you want and I shall grant it right now.
If at all I want anything, Lord, promise me that you will always remain here forever so that all your devotees, far and near, can have your blissful darshan to their heart's content.
So be it.
Ranga.
Kartikeya. What a great blessing for Pundalika. He was so sincere to satisfy the needs of his parents that the Lord Vithala stood on a mere stone thrown out by him. Lord Vithala waited to shower his blessings until he came out.
Yes, brother. He was able to get Lord Panduranga manifest before him.
Revering and obeying the parents is the only way to earn the grace and blessings of our divine parent, Sai Shiva Shakti.
Yes, Ganesha, each scene is mind-blowing. See, they are ready for the next.
The upcoming episode, Ammaku First, Yenaku Next, A Real-Time Incident, is another illustration for Pay Rent that has been graciously told to us by our beloved Swami. Let us listen to Swami's voice.
Aya, Adhikari, Mother na Talliki.
Oh, officer, first it is for my mother.
తరువాత నేను తింటాను
అండ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ టువర్డ్స్ మై
అని స్వరం రానటువంటి దీంట్లో దీనంగా చెప్తున్నాడు.
ఈవెన్ వెన్ ద వాయిస్ వాస్ వెరీ ఫెయింట్ హి వాస్
మొదలు అమ్మకు అమ్మకు అమ్మకు
ఫస్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఫర్ మై మదర్ మై మదర్ మై మదర్
అమ్మకు అమ్మకు అని చెప్తూ ప్రారంభించాడు.
అండ్ సేయింగ్ సో హి డైడ్
అనగా అలాంటి కుమారుడు ఈనాడు ఎక్కడైనా కనిపిస్తారా?
సచ్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సన్స్ కెన్ వి సీ దెమ్ టుడే?
తల్లి ఆకలి నిమిత్తమై కుమారుడు తన ప్రాణాన్ని కూడా అర్పితం చేశాడు.
ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ ద హంగర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ మదర్ ద సన్ వాస్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు గివ్ అప్ హిస్ లైఫ్.
అలాంటి ప్రాచీనపు యొక్క సంస్కృతులు ఈనాడు అభివృద్ధి పరిచారు.
ద ట్రెడిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఓల్డెన్ టైమ్స్ వి హావ్ గాట్ టు రిజరెక్ట్ దెమ్ టుడే.
అట్టి తల్లులు కానీ అట్టి కుమారులు కానీ ఈనాడు ఎక్కడ కూడా లభించటం లేదు.
We cannot see such a type of mother or such a son today.
During the Rangoon war time, many people were killed. But luckily, two survived. A mother and a son escaped and reached Chennai, the then Madras. Having lost everything in Burma, having no food and shelter, the frail mother and the son took shelter under the shade of a tree. She went around the streets, begging despite struggling even to walk. Her sole aim was to feed her son somehow, not even caring for her own health. Thus, the son picked up his health a little, partaking the food all along. Since all the food was given to the son, the mother became weak day by day. Having observed all these things over the days, the son thought it was his duty now to take care of his mother as an expression of gratitude.
Ma, you have taken care of me for all these days. You look very weak now. Let me go about and get food for you, Ma. Please permit me to go, Mother.
Dear son, I have no other way. You can go, but be careful.
Sir, please give me some food.
Look at this young boy.
Begging at this tender age?
Can't he go for a job and earn some livelihood?
Sir, please give me some food. I am really hungry. I haven't eaten for days. Sir, please spare some food for me.
Boy, you seem to be hungry. Looking very tired. Let me give some food to you. Son, come here. Sit and have your food.
Sir, thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I actually don't want food for myself. I need it for my mother, sir. I need it for my mother. Ammaku first, enak next. First for my mother, then only for me. Ammaku first, enak next. Ammaku first, enak next. Ma. Ma.
Son, what are you uttering? What? What? Ammaku first, enak next. First for my mother, then only for me. How much love and affection this boy has for his mother. I should immediately search for his mother and satiate her hunger. I think she must be that boy's mother. Amma, kindly have this food. Your son has sent it for you.
Who are you, sir? Where is my son?
Sorry, Ma. He has collapsed.
Oh, my son. My son.
Amma, please don't cry. It is your son's wish. You should necessarily have this food.
Having lost my son, what for this food?
Amma! Amma! Oh, what a dutiful son and a selfless, loving mother.
What a divine incident, a typical classic example of pay rent.
To redeem the debt, Pitruruna, we need to serve parents, especially in their old age. Physically available to parents and service to them is what we all ought to do at the least to parents, especially to one's mother. Navamasam mosina talliki manamu I krutagnata chupistunnamu.
Keep parents free from worry. Show them the gratitude they deserve. Return them the love they poured freely into your hearts.
All these episodes depict the importance of showing gratitude to one's parents. Come, Kartikeya, let us continue to do what we have been ordained by our divine parents as a mark of showing our gratitude to them.
जगतौ पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ त्रिकाल्मिकालाय कालाभिरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः
विनायकिनी शशि शेखराय वामदेवाय विरूपाक्षाय कपर्दिने नीललोहिताय हर हर महादेव दीं दीं तनन दीं दीं तनन दीं दीं तनन दीं 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 तनन तं तं तदीं दीं तत जों तकित जों तं तदीं तदों तदीं तजनु तों
Sai Seva in all their life. We offer the prayers of all these devotees to Thee to accept their prayers and grant boons to all of them.
O humanity at large, listen to us.
Prashanti Nilayam is always open to all in the world. Come, enter Ganesh Gate with all your problems and prayers and offer it before us and then go and contemplate on Swami and participate in the proceedings in Sai Kulwant Hall.
We will take all your prayers and problems to our primordial parents, Lokamata and Jagatpita, Jodi Adipalli Somappa, Sai Shiva Shakti Swarupa, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, who can solve most difficult and even naughty problems. There is nothing in this world and beyond that he can't solve. This way, by taking all your problems and prayers to Swami, we fulfill our part of parent to our divine mother and father, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Vitala, 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 Vit Hare Krishna. Thank you. जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक हरे हरे सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीता आश्रित कल्पलतीता
Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow's morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting by the Mandir Vedam group. At 8:20, the Mahila devotees from Erode district will be offering devotional group songs at the Divine Lotus Feet. The musical offering will be followed by bhajans offered by the devotees from Erode district. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude at 9:30 with Mangal Arati, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. More than 200 devotees from African countries and Mauritius have gathered here at Prashanti Nilayam for their 4-day spiritual pilgrimage from 18th to 21st of July. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting by the Mandir Vedam group. At 5 o'clock, the devotees from African countries and Mauritius will be offering a music program titled Divided by Borders, Connected by Sai. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans offered by Mandir Bhajan Group, followed by Mangalarti and Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swamivari Divyanugraha Asisalato. Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapallo Repati Uday Karikramam. Enimidi Gantalaku Mandira Veda Brindanche Veda Patananto Paramavutundi. Enimidi Gantala 20 Nimshalaku Erode Jillaku Chendina Mahila Bhaktulu భక్తి గీతాలతో కూడిన ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం ఈరోడు జిల్లా భక్తులచే భజనతో కొనసాగి 9:30 మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. ఆఫ్రికన్ దేశాలు మరియు మారిషియస్ నుండి 200 మందిపై భక్తులు జూలై 18వ తేదీ నుండి 21వ తేదీ వరకు 4 రోజుల పర్తియాత్రగా ప్రశాంతి నిలయానికి విచ్చేసినారు. సాయి కులవంత్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 మందిర వేద బృందంచే వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 5 గంటలకు ఆఫ్రికన్ దేశాలు మరియు మారిషియస్ నుండి విచ్చేసిన భక్తులు ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం మందిర భజన బృందంచే భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.